Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I'm asking, I started this question off the air, but now it has to roll over onto the air. Do you do the thankful thing? Now, Tiek was an immediate yes, and I don't think he understands the question if he answered yes that fast.
I think he absolutely is.
I think.
Do
I,
you
yeah.
do the thankful thing?
Aaron? No.
I mean, on Thanksgiving.
I never do
the
thing.
So you never do it.
No, and like even the daily, what do they call it? Like the
affirmations.
No, like at dinner, like the highs and lows, or like the
sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour. Yeah, don't even do that.
Do you eat dinner with like your nephews and stuff?
Sometimes.
Okay. But you're a good manifester, aren't you?
No.
Oh yeah, obviously. Look where you are.
You said it, not me.
That's so terrible. No, I think you are a good manifester.
No,
I came to your school and now you like work here. Like you
yeah,
like you,
I don't
you
think
make things happen.
I don't know. I guess I've never looked at it as manifesting. It's more just been like be a good person and put in the work.
Okay. But you don't ever go like, because I know I'm bad at this. Like I have the best job on the planet. My kids are amazing. They're super smart. And I never say it out loud.
Mm.
I'm just like,
oh, really?
I say it out loud for sure.
Constantly take this for granted. It's like terrible. In fact, I just heard a thing. It was down in a scroll hole or whatever. And one of the things this guy said is like every day, like there's three things you had to do. It's like, do you get those videos on your feed where it's like, do these four things and your life's going to change.
Oh,
one,
yeah.
Do this. Two, do this. And then the video's over. And you're like,
what's the rest?
What's the other two things?
You got to buy the course.
Is that what it is?
To get the other two.
I don't know if I'm too much of a boomer. Or to, like, have to go like and subscribe to like.
That or like you have to go to their profile. So then they get more traction, more views.
Is that
you
what it is? So yeah. I just never know the things. But this is the first video. It was like, do these three things and your life is going to change. Crap, I don't remember the third thing. It was breath. One, what hand do you brush your teeth with?
My right hand.
Brush with your opposite hand.
I don't switch.
So your brain just like automatically, that's first thing.
Okay.
Brush with the opposite hand. When you're done with that, look in the mirror, make eye contact with yourself. Deep eye contact with yourself and say, I love you 10 times.
Wow.
Tell yourself that you love you.
I like that one.
10 times.
I don't understand the toothbrushing one.
Because you're opening up a different side of your brain. You're doing something.
Oh.
You're already, first thing, you're like, the presumption is you're brushing your teeth early and not just like once you've left his house and you're in the car walking out in the sequin
now
gown.
It makes sense.
What? Anyway.
I like the eye contact one because I definitely don't do that. I never, even when I am brushing my teeth with whatever hand, I feel like I don't look myself in the mirror.
I never look, like, I've now had crap in my beard or whatever, and somebody will go like, hey man, you got a little something, and it's like, oh my God, that happened like 7 hours ago, that would have gotten in there. I'd never look at myself in the mirror, ever.
I do, but I don't look into myself in that way. Like, I'm not like making eye contact.
You're looking at
your
beard,
like,
you're looking at
your hair, it's all good.
It's just
you're
a
good.
Check.
Yeah, it's not like a deep, like a connection with myself.
Yeah,
like,
you got
it. Sounds
like,
intense.
I haven't tried it yet.
Like, I love doing that. That sounds so pretentious.
You do?
Yeah.
No, that's not pretentious. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You look at you look in your own eyes in the mirror.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't even know what color my eyes are. I mean, I've been told they're hazel and some days they're green and some days, but like, I've never really like looked at my eyes.
I love giving myself a pep talk in the mirror.
You do?
Yeah.
You Stuart Smalley-it?
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that his name? He was on Saturday Night Live. He was the guy who was like,
oh, you are smart.
You're smart enough. You're good enough.
Are you talking about like,
gosh darn it,
what I can do, Stuart? No, that's Mad TV. No.
Gosh darn it. People
like me. Yeah.
That's it.
You do that.
Yeah.
He became a senator, that dude.
Who the heck is this?
He's a dude.
Al Franken.
Al Franken, yeah.
Played him.
He became a United States senator or something. Anyway, what? I don't even remember what we were talking about. Oh,
what was the third thing?
The third thing is 25 deep, deep, deep breaths.
Mm.
And you got to do that 3 times a day. Like morning, noon, and night. Like intentional, like.
And like count it. And yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Big breaths. Wrong hand toothbrush. I love you to the mirror and deep breaths and see if you're better. But TAC, I think, has it down where you're actually thankful. Like you legitimately every day go, damn, I'm good. Or damn, like I want to know. I was talking about Thanksgiving, but we can boil it down. You do this every day?
Yeah. I say like affirmations. Definitely. I think you have to speak them out. You have to speak things into existence. Like if it's in your head, I don't think it's enough.
So would you let us in on it?
Like, you mentioned your kids. Yeah. So one thing I say every single day is I'm happy and grateful for our healthy babies. Every day.
You say that out loud.
Every day.
Are you always in like the same place when you say
usually it's the end of the night. So it's like, okay, if I let the dogs out, I'm kind of in the yard. So I get like my
bare
feet.
Grounding,
I do my grounding. I kind of look at the moon. I get a little hippy dippy.
And you're not embarrassed?
No, my dogs, they're cool.
No, but I mean, what if your wife walked out? Like, she knows you do this, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. She knows.
It just feels, I don't know why it's like getting caught.
Why would I be embarrassed?
I'm caught touching yourself, sort of.
It's not, no.
No.
Then why don't you do it? Do it right now.
I don't have kids.
No, but what are you happy and grateful for? Oh. It's just, to me, it's so personal that I would feel weird if somebody walked up on it. Like, you know what I mean?
I agree. It feels weird saying it now, but I like it because...
I talk to myself all the time. You guys walk up on random...
I know, but you're not saying anything. You're saying gobbledygook. if I walked up and you're doing Stuart Smalley in the mirror, I'd be like, what? Like, you know?
But I like that because no matter what, like, the day can be stressful. No matter what's gone wrong, at the end of the day, you're like, you know what? I'm happy and grateful for our healthy babies. I have 2 healthy kids. Shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you're fine. Things are awesome.
And does that put it to bed then? Does that put everything else to bed right
now? It does, yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm.
Then why don't you say it sooner? Do you know what I mean? Wait, if that's a thing, you should say that at 9 a.m. Like, and not wait until the end. Not wait until your whole day has been crap.
And I've been trying because I have the hoarder, the OCD, whatever gene that is. So then it became almost like I'm not thinking it. I'm just saying it because it's part of the routine.
Right.
So I am trying to, that you're nailing
be
it.
Be grateful earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be at this time, at this place. You
right.
say this because then you're not,
you're not really living it. This
right.
is just a routine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about me and Aaron when you're in that?
Get the bleep button ready.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.